Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very blessed and thankful to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread as it's very needful and good food for the soul. And thank you, Brother Rice, for all your edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless you all and Maranatha.
Hallelujah.
And he did it in the very beginning.
I've asked the Lord for special grace today. Hallelujah. For you and for me. If any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. Cast your burden upon the Lord. He will sustain you. So my prayer is that I would speak freely and not offend, that we would hear what the Spirit said. But he said, let me start here. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than that which the prophet and Moses did say. So Paul is saying, yeah, I'm saying this, but it's the same thing that the prophet and Moses said. If anyone present themselves as an agent of God or one to testify of Jesus Christ, then he'll speak none other things than that which the prophet said and Moses said. Well, that being the case, we shouldn't be offended then, huh? I do pray for you. I pray for us all that I'm able to speak freely and that we will not be offended at someone speaking honestly. The opposite of that is tell me lies. Don't really tell me the truth. Tell me what I want to hear. That's the opposite of it. And my prayer is that we don't be in that mode this morning. Usually we are. My prayer, I'm asking God for special grace that we won't be in that mode today. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both the small and great and saying none other things than those which the prophet and Moses did say, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should be, that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. He's speaking none other than that which the prophet and Moses said. Response, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee man. But he said, I'm not mad. Most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. So my prayer is to speak in such a manner, in truth and soberness. As I was cleaning up the thing this morning, I found a little dispenser, sort of like this one. And I looked and there was honey all over the thing and all underneath. And it made me think of, if some of us lived with an airline pilot, we probably wouldn't fly in his plane because we'd say, man, he can't even operate that dispenser there. I understand that. You can be very skilled in one thing and lacking in the other. And we're all that way in some fashion. Now, I promise you, most skilled people, they can't do the simple things. So there's even as wise as we are in here, we don't all know how to operate the dispensers. See? I got proof. I went over there and I saw it. But see, I receive instruction. I have grace for this. Not of myself, but God allowed me to look at things and receive instruction. Not to be offended, but to receive instruction. Once you get offended, you're not going to receive an instruction You won't receive any wisdom. You won't receive any understanding. And the devil is counting on it. So naturally, when wives live with their husbands, they don't trust them. All right. Thank you, Brother Kirk. And when we live with God's people, we say, well, they couldn't be holy. See? Thank you, Brother Kirk. Thank you, Brother Kirk. Praise the Lord. So, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is as grass. And the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. Our lives are but a vapor. They appear for a moment, and then they vanish away. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. This is the God that we serve. How dare we not trust him? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. He's the giver of grace, so we can ask him for grace. Should we do it? Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Hallelujah. When you show up to someone that's serving you, you have to tell them. You go to the airport and you say, I want a plane ticket. They'll say, well, where to? See? So that's how it is with God. When we come to him, though he know everything, he need for us to tell him what we desire. And if we need mercy, then we should say, Lord, I need mercy. And we do. And if we need grace, we should say, Lord, I need grace. Since we're poor and needy, our tongue shouldn't be tied at the time of the morning sacrifice, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. We ask the Lord and he'll give us. He withholdeth no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Thank you, Lord. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Jesus Christ is known as the good shepherd. We ascribe greatness to God, goodness to God, and then we have trouble trusting God. Thank you, Lord. We have trouble believing God. Well, God don't look on it lightly when we don't believe Him. It may be a light thing with us. Yeah, He's angry with that. He's angry with the wicked every day. Thank you, Father. I heard Brother Rick talking about the Jezebel spirit. And right away he said, now don't look at one person. That's concerning anything. Jezebel spirit is a Jezebel spirit. It's certainly spoken of in the scriptures all the way through. You can find no Jezebel in the end of the book. Absolutely. You can find her there with the Elijah and the First Kings all the way through the book. Because Jezebel is the one that opposes the authority of God. I'll say that again. Jezebel is the one that opposes the authority of God. So don't look at any one person. Look at the Spirit. That way we can help each other. And we can glorify God. Oh, Kurt's quite talkative this morning, isn't he? All right. I try to help Brother Kurt this morning. Oh, Kurt was in here talking about taters. I said, Kurt, man, if you're going to whine like that, it'd be best if you didn't even peel the taters. Now, Kurt will do them. He'll get them little taters with the thick skin, he'll peel them. But he'll just whine and cry. Nobody wants to do this. Nobody. I said, Kurt, man, if you're going to do it like that, be best not to do it. Didn't I tell him right? Make sure you put it on and wear it. Don't look at any one person. Don't look at any one person. Yeah, don't. Come on. It's the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. And another thing that came to mind is Brother Stair often talked about when the woman was brought to Jesus, which is good, worked out good for her. Could have worked out good for the rest of them. Yeah, if we go to Jesus, it can work out good. If we don't go to Him, it won't work out good. So they brought the woman to Jesus and, you know, they talked about the law. He said, yeah, that's what the law says. Amen. See? But they weren't able to carry through with the law. Well, something stopped them. Yeah. Jesus said, yeah, that's right, man. For what she's done, we stone her. Now, let's do it like this now. Let him that's without sin cast the first stone. That took care of it, didn't it? That took care of it. So they all began to leave. But the older ones left first. Which, that's what I'm getting at. You know, since I've lived and I've fell down and I've had trouble, I have compassion. Brother Stair relates how when he first started preaching, how he'd wear the button-up shirt without a tie, and you know, and brother, he cut you down real good after he started to live his life and didn't measure up. Then he had more compassion. Now, we don't tell me we've never failed. Where is our compassion? See what I mean? Where is our compassion? He said, I don't preach like I used to preach. Well, after we live a while, we won't preach like we used to preach. We still preach the truth, though, but we preach it with compassion. And if we preach the truth with compassion, we should not be offended. However, if we're determined not to do right, we'll be offended. That's where the offense come in. We don't want to turn from our wickedness. Then we're offended. when the truth say that's wicked. Amen. If we're willing to turn from it, the truth say that's wicked. Amen. We said, thank you. What's wrong with you, Teresa?
Praise the Lord.
Don't y'all be playing footsie. Thank you, Lord. So, he said, my preaching have changed over time. You know, I go from faith to faith.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, as we learn something, we things ought to change. We don't depart from the truth. No, but we walk with more understanding of the truth. If we think we have all understanding of the truth, then we'll be forever learning. But we understand that the truth, we come into more understanding of it. He was preaching the word before, and not with compassion. We've had them around here. They quote the scripture, not with compassion. So, because of my life's experience, you'll hear compassion in my preaching. Then you shouldn't be offended.
Amen.
However,
thank you, Jesus.
See what I mean? I don't preach with the button-up collar. No, I don't.
Thank you, Lord.
I present myself as a sinner saved by grace. Saved by grace.
Yes.
Kept by the power of God.
Amen.
Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Comfort ye, my people. Well, help me, Jesus. How do you do that, Lord? Huh? They've been on backsliding. They've been on mischief, he said. That's what Moses said to God. He wouldn't lie to God to his face. He said, God, you know them people. They've been on mischief. Well, God didn't argue with him. But the compassionate God, after they sin, God said, I can wipe them all out and start all over again. Y'all know God's able to do that? Well, the guy that they ragged on and beat up all the time stood in the gap and said, hey, God, don't do that.
Amen.
Take me. Blot my name out of the book. You would think that a man that would speak on behalf of people like that, they would just love him and say, oh, Moses, we thank God that he sent you. That's not what happened.
Amen.
Moses stood in the gap. He said, God, just if you're going to do that, just blot my name out of the book.
Amen.
And God said, I'll blot out who I want to blot out. How about that? But he did respect him standing in the gap because that's what Jesus does for us. He stands in the gap and he blots out who he wants to blot out. You know, you might say, oh, that Edward, he's so wicked. Blot him out, Lord. But, of course, Moses said the other way. Blot my name out. See the difference? He was called the meekest man on the face of the earth. Meekest man. Meek. So God knows what meek is. God loves a meek and quiet spirit. See? Not much going on. Like meek and quiet spirit. See? Praise the Lord. In God's sight, it's of great price. Huh? How about a woman that feared God? Virtuous woman. Priced far above rubies. That's right? Far above rubies. The men naturally profess themselves to be righteous. In the same way, most women profess themselves to be virtuous. I talked to Rose's sister, Patricia, And she presents herself as a virtuous woman. I won't say yea or nay. I'm just telling you. See, this is the account. How about you? See? I remember when I wrote a letter to Diane's husband, entreating him to let her come down here. Of course, his fear was that she wouldn't come back. Which is a good report.
Amen.
But I assured him that we wouldn't keep her without his consent. But I wrote a scripture. Let me see if I can find what I wrote. Dan said he did read it. It was out of Proverbs. I'm going to find it. Thank you, Lord. I've got it here in my notes. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Jesus. Savior. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I wrote this. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. This is what I'm writing to David. The heart of her husband does safely trust her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. I don't know, it had some bearing. He did let her come, but that was my entreaty. Ain't that all right? I say she's a virtuous woman. That's how I assured David. I said, she ain't going to do you no harm. She's a virtuous woman. That is the mark of a virtuous woman. She won't do her husband harm. We are the bride of Christ. Let's not do our husband harm. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. Which means that it's passing. Beauty, it's vain. We have beauty that's not vain, but it's the beauty of the Lord. He beautifies the meek with salvation. The meek now. The meek. Hey, the meek. Right. Meek. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. So be it. Thank you, Lord. Likewise, you wise men, subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation with fear, the way you live, the way you carry yourself, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair of wearing of gold. Now put it in the spiritual context. It don't mean, right, not the outward. It's talking about the inward. Let it not be the lip service. Let it be the works of love, the works of faith. See? Whose adorning, let it not be that outward, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible. Even the ornament. What should I put on, Lord? Or don't know what to wear today. Oh, my God. Well, well, well. Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Meek and quiet spirit. Which is in the sight of God of great price. Meek and quiet spirit. Now, they have a saying down in the South. You know, it's just a sin, but there's a lot of truth in it. You ask Judy how she's doing sometime, she will say, fat and sassy. That's not good. Huh? Now, I know the spirit she says it in, it's all right. But fat and sassy? Not good. But in the South, probably in the North too, that's the nature of many of them. They're not virtuous. They're fat and sassy. And it goes on to say, for after this manner in the old time, the holy women, characterized by who trusted in God, a holy woman, not distrust God and suspicious of God and suspicious of the man of God and suspicious of all the people of God. No. Trusted in God. Trusted in God. Not, well, God's trying to trick me. God trying to steal from me. No, who trusted God. We're talking about a virtuous woman. See? We're talking about a holy woman. Now, don't look at one person. Now, we are. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Who trusted in God. Who trusted in God. Who trusted in God. Hallelujah. They adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham. That's different than questioning Abraham or usurping authority over Abraham or being rebellious against Abraham or circumventing Abraham. See? This is opposite of that. She was in subjection to Abraham. She obeyed Abraham. Hallelujah. Calling him Lord. Lowercase. Well, our wretched men deserve to be called Lord. Well, Edie says yes. Thank you, Edie. But that's something that's hard to, huh? This is the book. Oh, God. Whose daughters are ye? As long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands. God has given a charge to husbands. Of course, the wife is included in the charge that the husband has. So we ought to obey God rather than man. Is that not true? And a virtuous woman cherish her husband that obeys God because she trusts in God. Of course, you know, when I went to get married at 18 years of age, I was not looking for a virtuous woman. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. How about you? You looking for a virtuous man? Somewhat, huh? You didn't want one you had to go get out of the bar all the time. Huh? Some end up there because their wives drive them there. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why they end up at the whorehouse. The wives drive them there. Absolutely. 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 See, I got an amen here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me see. So husbands have a charge. Wives have a charge. Thank you, Lord. Here's what husbands are charged with. Deal with them according to knowledge. Of course, we need help from God. And God is faithful. You see how I ask God. I ask him for wisdom. I ask him for compassion, for knowledge. And I believe when I ask him, he give it to me. Amen. Give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Now, logic will tell you, if we have that charge, then the wife is not going to be able to instruct us how to do it. See how simple that is? You better grab hold to it. Yeah. We won't be able to learn while we instruct the teacher. The head of the woman is the man. Yeah, imagine that. And the head of the man is Christ. And the head of Christ is God. Again, we see a order. Authority now. But understand it all comes from God. The authority that Christ has. The authority that the man has. So he's got a charge, if he's going to please God, to do what God tells him to do. Of course, you can question his integrity all the time. You know, that won't help him out. But you can do that. You can say, well, I know, you know, God charged you and you're the head, but are you really doing this on my behalf? Or are you just doing it because you're selfish and mean? That wouldn't help the husband. We could just trust in God and say, the man is the head. So, I'll just keep my place. I'll not usurp authority over him. Well, which means that if he instruct me, I'll obey him. According to the scriptures, the husband didn't come up with this commandment, that it's God's commandment. But of course, we don't want to slap God in the face, so we slap the man in the face. But God knows that you're slapping him. That's called Jezebel. She don't direct it to God, but it's directed to God. Somehow they're deceived in somehow that I'm doing this, but it's not against God. Whatever you do to the authority over you, you're doing unto God. That's how he catches the wise in his own craftiness. If we just let us tell the story, then we are virtuous. We're willing and we're obedient. But our neighbor searches us out. Our fruit tells on us. It does. So we could say, it's a spirit now. We could say, this man, what am I going to do, God? You know, I know you said I should obey him, but, oh, God, I need help for that. And we do. As much as a man need help to deal with the wife as unto the weaker vessel, we don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do it. Let me say it like that. So I have to look to my head. Of course, you can challenge my integrity all the time and say, is he really looking to his head, you know, in dealing with me? Or is he just maliciously against me? See, we could do it either way. If you do it the way that, yeah, he's submitted to God, he's actively seeking God, I can tell by his lifestyle, I can tell by the spirit, huh, that he's really seeking God on how to deal with me. We could do it that way, virtuously. Or we could do it otherwise, not virtuously. We're talking about a virtuous woman. If we take everybody else out of the equation, we are 100%. We don't have to live with anybody, don't have to obey anybody. Brother, we get a good mark. Well, so God is wise, isn't he? Hallelujah. God is wise. Thank you, Lord. Brother Rick said God's going to put the pants back on. I believe it to be so. Which means God's going to restore the order. Restore the authority. And we that love God, we look forward to that. Of course, there's the element or the motion in us that works against it. Our part is not to agree with it. I know what works in you by knowing what works in me. I'm honest. See? That's by the grace of God. So, in our lives, we set example. And I always pray vocally, Lord, I would be a good example in the midst of the saints. I would bring glory and honor into your name, not a reproach. I've done enough for that. I want to bring glory and honor to your name. Of course, that's God's purpose for us, that we glorify him in our bodies, in our spirits, which are his. Whether we're husbands or wives or brothers, sisters, whatever, in every relationship, we are to bring glory to God. We can do it by showing how good friends we can be. See? Friend loveth it at all times. See? And we can glorify God in that. Yeah, how a husband and a wife, how they treat each other, how they deal with each other, they either glorify God or not. How I deal with Charlene, how she deals with me, either we glorify God or not. We can't just deal with God and there's no indication of whether or not. See how wise God is? So as much as we say, oh, I'm virtuous, or I love God, well, when we interact, when we dwell together, then what we, it's manifest, our love to God. Yeah, someone that's never instructed or commanded, they get 100% in obedience. Not so with us. We are commanded to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. To obey the truth. See? There's a truth about our relationship. So I need to obey the truth in it. There's a truth in our relationship. I need to obey the truth in it. Hallelujah. The truth is not, you know, things written. It's a spirit. Amen. God is a spirit. Amen. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So if you set your neighbor at naught, you're not going to glorify God. Amen. If you esteem your neighbor above yourself, you can glorify God. Naturally, we set ourselves above everybody. That's what drives old Jezebel, pride. And pride lifts up. It exalts above authority, above righteousness, above. That's what pride does. We get down low. We're meek. Lowly. Servants. Then we can be the greatest. God wants to, well, thief. Here's what the thief wants. He wants you to do everything contrary to what God says. He wants you to do everything in the flesh, nothing by faith. And he's very wise to do it. Amen. So wise that in your wisdom, you won't resist him. Amen. In your power, that's what we're up against. So if we would resist all of this that the devil would do to us, then we must do it in the wisdom of God and in the power of God, which requires submission. It is the power of God. As much as we believe that, we can prosper. Huh? Yeah, there ain't no pride in submission. No, it's void of pride. Ain't no exaltation in humility. Not internally. Yeah, there are some that God does, but that's not ourselves. Us being exalted is not a problem, as long as we let God do it. Us being right is not a problem, as long as His righteousness. Men love their own stuff. That's why they buck authority. Just naturally. But in the grace of God, they should resist that. Not say, well, it's not there, I'm doing right. It is there. I don't have to ask y'all that. I know what I'm talking about. This, again, is the wisdom of God. If it wasn't for that, y'all call me a liar. You say, you don't know what's going on with me. You don't know how I feel. You don't know what I go through. Well, praise the Lord. Yeah, running from my life. So put the pants on, yeah. Let's get it done. That means let's get in order. Huh? Let me find something else here. Oh, help me, Lord. Let's be helpers together. Hallelujah. Let's encourage our neighbor. Let's say to our neighbor, be of good courage. Let us look on the things of others, not only on our own things, but also on the things of others. If we don't put God in the knowledge, if we put God in the knowledge, we look at authority as from God, whether it's the husband or man of God, when we look at it in righteousness, we say, this is from God. When we look at it otherwise, it's carnal. When we look at it as being from God, the goodness of God, authority is good. Authority is not against you. Not the authority of the husband, not the authority of the man of God, not the authority of the policeman. No. Authority is for the order. Amen. Without it, it's chaos. Amen. Confusion. Amen. That's why the prophets, when they prayed, they said, well, confusion of faith belonged to us because we've departed from the order. And the order is we obey God. And we obey them that have the rule over us. And we've departed from that. So behold, confusion of faith. For they all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you that I may also be of good comfort. I'll be comforted when I know you're comforted. When I know your state. Now, this is a man of God talking. Of course, Pastor Rice, when he deals with me, he's not concerned about my state. He's just trying to get his way. See? This is the opposite. Paul said, yeah, I want to know your state so that I'll be in comfort. Now, everybody don't have this mind, is what he said. And the reason they don't have this mind, they seek their own, not the things that be of Jesus Christ. And the reason I have trouble with authority is, I think they're like me. You know, I don't believe they're really looking out for Richard. I think they're trying to, you see. I don't think they really care about that person. I think they're trying to do such and such and such. Well, if God sent him, that's the spirit he put in him, to care about others. Now, we can on one hand say, well, blessed man of God, and then walk contrary. If I'm the blessed man of God, then understand that I'm looking out for his well-being, which is not against your well-being. When you perceive me looking out for somebody else's well-being as being against your well-being, then again, you're challenging my integrity. You're challenging God's integrity. Because you say, I'm the judge here. I'll determine how he should watch out for her soul. Well, again, we're out of order. See, that's chaos. That's not virtuous. Thank you. No, it isn't. And we should be more concerned about this than all the other frivolous things that we can be concerned about. Mold and dirt and mildew. Well, it's okay to be concerned about those things. Not above this.
Amen.
Not above this.
Amen.
Unity is a spirit encompassing truth and righteousness. The plan and purpose of God. Authority is given to act as one's agent to accomplish their purpose. God gives us authority to accomplish his will. I see. To accomplish their purpose and is necessary for order. Authority is necessary for order. Authority is necessary for order. And when we're not under the authority, then we're out of order. We don't have to go anywhere to do it. It's something that we do in our spirit. Absolutely. But it is manifest. There's no way we're going to be rebellious and it not be known. No matter what you say. You say, I'm not rebellious. But the truth will be manifest. And of course, when you are rebellious, then things are out of order. And you're going about to set them in order. That's why you do what you do, huh? To make things right. See? Well, why not just obey the authority? Wait on God. You know, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up with wings as eagles. So everybody understand that's what authority is for? As the minister out there at Grace, I was under authority. I was a good example. Well, do you expect the same thing? Well, what a question. What a question. What a question. What a question. Yeah, we expect the same thing concerning any authority. That you submit to it. That's what you do. You don't buck authority. You don't rise above it. The response to authority is submission.
Amen.
That's the only righteous response to authority, especially God-given. You just submit to it. Because the righteous God said that's what we should do. The righteous God established it for your good. Just like the parents have authority for the good of the children. They do, don't they? Well, a husband have authority for the good of the wife. Well, yeah, but if he don't use it right, well, help me, Jesus. We're going to be like the goats. But. While we say, but God. That's a good but. Huh?
Amen.
I know what's in man, but God. Now do that. We could say that concerning ourselves. I know what's in me, but God. Hallelujah. And we could deal with each other in the same manner. We see my brother as our brother. We do well. Anything else, we're not going to do right by. We're seeing our husband as husband. We do well. anything else, we're not going to do right. If we find occasion that we don't have to obey them, we ain't going to do right. We're not under the authority. Everybody understand that? Under authority means submission to. Now, that's what I mean. Authority. Not under it means that we're rebelling. That's what I mean. It doesn't mean we cancel out the authority. That's not possible. If we could do that, there'd be no such thing as rebellion. See? But there is. And what we need authority to manifest rebellion. That's what the law did. The law put us all in rebellion against God. Yeah, all of us. It concluded it's all in rebellion against God. So that we might run to Christ and be justified. So authority is for given us to accomplish God's purpose. Yes, 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 yes. Now I know men are thieves and rogues and they love themselves. Well, usually what they do with the authority that God gives them is they corrupt it. They use it for themselves to accomplish their will. Oh, that's for the preachers. That's for every last one of us.
Amen.
See, we think the preacher is the only one that can corrupt authority. We all have authority. I told you yesterday we're all kings and priests. That means we have authority. But we can corrupt it. Huh? When we use it for our own end, for our own means, get what we want, we've corrupted. Huh? God gives us authority to live godly. To do what he would do if he was here. That's what we have authority for. If he was a wife sitting here, we have authority to do what he would do as a wife sitting here. Or if we're a brother sitting here, we have authority to do what he would do as a brother sitting here. And I have authority to do what a preacher would do if he was sitting here. Anything else is corruption. It has that Jezebel in it. That rebellion, that rogue in it. We're taking the things of God, but for our purpose. That's out of order. Pride lifts above, exalts itself. Now, the wife is to operate in the authority of the husband. Y'all getting quieter and quieter. My mother set a good example. My mother set a good example. Absolutely. And John laid out the law. That's the law we follow. She didn't say, well, you know, John's not here. Go ahead and do it. She never told me that. She never told me that. She never told me that. Can I go to town? She said, ask your father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, since I love the Lord, that's because he loves me, though. These things really mean something to me. I mean, they really cause a change in me. Just knowing your parents did nothing. You got to get some life out of it. And as far as submitting to the husband, Mary Rice did good. That's my testimony. So I do know the difference. Well, Pastor, I'm not sure. That's where the problem is.
Amen.
That's where the problem is. That's why I need your input, don't I? Huh? Let you evaluate it, huh? Well, when you get the authority, we'll let you do it. Okay. Now, we'd rather not have had some of the commands he laid down. Nevertheless, once they were laid down, they were laid down. Been good if we go to town whenever we wanted to. That wasn't the case. So again, the wife has authority. Come from her husband. And she can do anything in his authority. Absolutely. Of course, she can do things Without his authority too. However, then it's out of order. Don't deceive yourself. I don't know who you're getting your counsel from. This is the counsel I'm getting. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Ann. Praise the Lord. So if we know there's a thief in the house, and there is, and we know what he's up to, then we need to take the necessary precautions.
Amen.
He's here to steal our good things, our eternal life, our fellowship with the Father, our peace with God. The devil don't want us having that. So he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now the good shepherd, he come that we might have life, that we might have it more abundant. And everything that he's set up, all the authority, is for that end as well. That you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. I've established authority. And I'm at the top of it. And it comes down. And so that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Of course, once the seducing spirits start talking to you and pointing you in another way, they don't tell you that I'm coming to steal you. You know, I'm coming to steal. I'm coming to kill. They said, you don't want to be under that bondage over there. You know, you don't want to be under the tyranny of your husband. He's an oppressor. You don't want to be there.
Thank you, Lord. True.
Huh?
Beautiful. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Timothy said, I'm hitting the bullseye.
Oh, yeah.
Bullseye, bullseye.
Yes. True. Amen.
Once you get up and get out of your place, the thief says, I got him now.
Right. Amen. Right. That's true.
And he does.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hmm? Can God save us? He's able to save to the uttermost. Well, here it says his people paid double for their sins, so maybe that's how he's going to do it, huh? I didn't read that at the beginning. Comfort ye my people. But God has rewarded them double for their sin? Okay. He come that you might have life. That you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Now, there's all kind of facades and things that the devil gives you that the flesh has. But they all operate the same thing. You know, we're going to work our own game. We're not going to let authority tell us what to do. Yeah. Jezebel. I know God said, but. Huh? I'm going to hide my counsel from God.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all know this is in the book?
Yeah.
That they seek to hide their counsel. That means what they're working in their heart.
Yeah.
They may not even know it.
Right.
But they do know that it's not right.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
They might know the extent of the counsel that they're working in their heart. They do know it's not right.
Amen.
God's given us that. If we don't know what's not right, then I guess we don't know God. How dare we know God and don't know that we should obey them that have the rule over us? That's why I coined the saying, if we don't know that, then we know nothing at all. Or we don't even know how to be in order. We don't even know how to receive instruction. And that's another thing, receiving instruction. We shouldn't take that as against us. I mean, to be instructed. To be reproved. Reproof and instructions are the way of life. Wise men love instruction. Now scorn or seek for it, but he can't find it. In the scriptures, there's talk of the strange woman. In the Proverbs. No good. She's no good. Or is this a spirit? Yes, it is. It promises great things. One, it promises liberty. Pleasure. I'm going to find one of them. We heard them on the broadcast this morning, didn't we not? Let me see. I did. Just for a little while. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, see that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Not haphazardly, not slothfully, but if you cry after knowledge, cry after knowledge. If thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasures, not nonchalantly, diligently. This is how we have to look for wisdom. So most of us have trouble with it. We even have trouble with diligence. Except when we're seeking our own. We get diligent applied to that. But seeking for wisdom and understanding, we don't get too diligent about it. We get easily moved away. Hopefully none been moved away this morning, you know, found a snag in something and you're stuck there. You know, and then you can't receive nothing else. Of course, if your heart's not right, that's how it goes. You don't come in here with the right heart, you're going to find a snag. Huh? And you're going to be offended when I'm done. Now, my prayer is that don't happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, concerning children and correcting them, it's say don't spare for their much crying.
Amen, brother.
Well, how should I apply that?
Thank you, Jesus.
How should I apply that? It's a, you know, if I'm in authority and I'm doing things for correction and for order, then y'all do a lot of crying, then I back up, huh?
No.
If y'all get offended and don't bring me no ice cream, I quit, huh?
No.
See? I'm not going to spare for you much crying. Absolutely not. Huh? Hey, I belong to Jesus, and I'm not for sale. Hallelujah. Not for sale, not for sale. I belong to Jesus. Now, if we understand jealous for God, then we can come on board. This was Elijah's cry. He said, I'm jealous for God. You're doing these things against God. Others are jealous, but they're jealous for themselves. No good. Let us be jealous for God. He said they've thrown down your altars. Huh? And they're serving Baal. I'm jealous for God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So again, I'm talking about we aren't going to just haphazardly come upon the treasures of God. And he had treasures, but they're his treasures. We went over that the other day when we talked about the parables of the kingdom. Huh? There are things that are hidden. They're treasures. But we have to apply to receive them. Huh? And it costs all that we have to get it. We're going to say, well, I'll give you such and such for it. You know how we like to bargain. Well, the price is set. If we follow him, we'll forsake all to do it. Now, of course, it's in the book. You know, it takes forsaking all to follow Jesus. They preach it in the Baptist church. They just don't live it in the Baptist church. Huh? And if we don't keep preaching it, we won't live it here. We'll never attain it without the preaching of the word.
Amen. Amen. Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the tendency is to hold back.
Amen.
In everything.
Thank you, Lord.
But if we're going to find this treasure, even wisdom. It will be when that's what we're looking for. Not to feel good, not to hear what we want to hear, but we're looking for wisdom. So we're seeking for wisdom. Not to get my own way, wisdom. Then we find it. This is what I'm reading. And understand it. Do you think we get off the hook when we say, well, Pastor Rice, I don't understand why you're dealing with this situation. Like, you think that gets us off the hook? Especially when I give you the answer. Y'all want to hear my answer? I deal with everything, you, according as I am impressed by God to do. Now, if you can't believe that, then you might as well leave. That's my answer all the time. Anything else challenges my integrity. And it challenged the integrity of God. And said, I will send you pastors after my own heart, according to my own heart. They'll feed you. What would they feed me with? Knowledge and understanding. And I'm seeking for understanding, so I'm taking it in. If we're seeking for understanding. But if we're determined, I don't understand. Why are you nice to Edie? Huh? I have commandment from God. That's why I'm nice to you. That's why I love you. I have commandment from God. Yes, I do. Huh? Hey, if you love God, then love the brethren also. Now, the brethren, of course, include the sisters. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to finish up. So if thou seekest her silver, we're talking about wisdom and understanding. We have to be diligent about it. And God knows. He knows if we just want to get our way. Of course, it's detrimental. And God, in his quest to save us, is going to make sure we don't get our way. He will outdo us. Absolutely. He's well able. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for us as hid treasure, then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord. Are we here about the fear of the Lord? This is when we understand. This is when we understand the fear of the Lord. And find the knowledge of God. Brother Stair always told us that understanding is believing. Come on. If you don't believe that I'm dealing with situations right, you'll never understand. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. And in any event, we keep in order. So we don't correct the authority. Not in order. However, it's the natural tendency of man. Yeah, to establish his law. His commandments. The hell with God's commandments. They used to say to me, when you coming down here, Pastor Rice? Y'all want me to interpret that? Right. Now, you know that because I told you, right? Otherwise, I guess y'all wouldn't have known, but I discern that. Now, when you coming down here, Pastor Rice, to help us get Brother Stair squared up? Y'all don't know they entreated me? You know, God gave me understanding of what they were saying. You notice I didn't bite off on it. Praise the Lord. A little bit of fear of the Lord, huh? That brings understanding and knowledge. Yeah. So, thank you, Lord. They would entreat me to come down. And of course, that was our purpose to come down. Yeah, we would put out there as an outpost so that we could gather folk in. Because it's not good for man to be alone. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Well, where can I find somebody like-minded, Brother Stair? That's why we were out there. That's why all the communities were out there. Of course, they had to go through their travails and whatever. you know, and the siftings and the shaking. Absolutely, but communities were established so that people could gather together. You know, take the shuck out of, oh, I believe you're preaching, Brother Stair. Well, when we start living together, it tells how much Brother Stair is preaching we believe. Hallelujah. So I stayed in my place and endeavored to continue to do that. I've never come up short by staying in my place. Hallelujah. So I wasn't the watchdog to see when Brother Stair didn't do right. That's not a good place to be. I'm not even the watchdog to see when Terry doesn't do right. I have a charge, though. Everybody understand. But I don't go around and see when you don't do right. I look for righteousness. That's my charge. Hallelujah. There's a difference, you know. There is a difference. You can ask a question and it be what do you call it? Accusing. Really? It's all about the Spirit. Huh? And you can ask a question and be demanding. Yeah, it's all about the Spirit. And usually we just deceive ourselves about it. When our neighbor searches us out, we say, no, you didn't find me. But our neighbor always search us out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I look at you all more than you than I look at me. Mostly what I see is you. Y'all know that? I hardly ever look at me except when I look at you. How about it? How about it? That's for the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. The Lord does. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul. When you don't spit it out just because you found some occasion. Huh? Now we could let Terry preach this. Would you believe it then? Not if you don't believe it when I preach. We'll just get to the short of it. Okay. The truth that you're rejecting is not because of the other person. It's because of you. I hold to it. And since I'm speaking the truth, you get offended. It's not concerning me. It's concerning the one that sent me. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, knowledge is pleasant. Knowledge is pleasant. We won't reject it. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the path of righteousness to walk in the way of darkness. Just logic. When we leave, unity is the right way. We leave that, we're walking in the wrong way. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the God of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold on the path of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous, for the upright shall dwell in the land and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors, help me, Lord, shall be rooted every hour I need thee. Oh, God. I got another one here. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt treacherously with me, saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them, thus shall it be done unto them. Surely, as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. Return. That's good. Surely as a wife treacherously departeth from her husband, this is how God says. God's counsel. His entreaty. Return. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord, our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord, our God, is the salvation of Israel. Hallelujah. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people and without understanding, which have eyes to see and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us ne'er fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his seasons. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Thank you, Father. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judah, and that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. I have planted, Apollos have watered, but God gave the increase. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. They helped everyone his neighbor. Isn't that good? And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with the nails. Sound like a well-oiled machine there. It's working good, huh? I think no schism there. Let there be no schism in the body. How about that? That we be perfectly joined together. The same mind, the same judgment. Speaking the same thing. Having no divisions among us. Being perfectly joined together. In the same mind, in the same judgment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. All hearts and minds clear? All right, we're going to have someone pray for us. Okay. Angela, she's chomping at the bits again. Ain't God good? Now, what we need to do is give the benefit of the doubt. That means put a good motive to everything till we find out different. So that's what we need to do here. Let it be on their part. You put whatever they say, you put a good motive to. Then we'll have peace. Don't be so quick. I'm going to show. Don't do that. Praise God. Let's follow out the peace. Praise the Lord. All right. So my prayer to God is that he would give me liberty to speak freely, and that he would give us the liberty to hear, to receive. Okay? Still my prayer. Still my prayer. I say to God, I want to pour out my heart. Of course, I don't want to, dump on other people and then, now I feel good. I don't want to do that. No. I don't want you to take it as that. No. I am honest. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's with me and you. Amen. This is my liberty. Amen. If I deceive myself, then I'm not at liberty. Amen. Neither are you. And spare not. So that means there's things that men do so that the truth won't be told. You know that. One of them, they get offended. And the reason that you do that is say, shut up, God. Y'all know that, don't you? And we say, well, you know, it's my prerogative when you talk like that for me to get offended. Not so. Not so. We've been delivered from being offended by the truth. Amen. This is delivered. We can walk in it or not. If we're offended by the truth, then we're in our own bondage. It's not the bondage of the preacher. It's not the bondage of the teacher. It's our own bondage. We should embrace the truth. Love the truth. Huh? Gird our loins with the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I can't explain all things. That's part of my wisdom. That's some things too high for me, but praise the Lord. I still have to go forth. I can't. Well, I got to stay home today, God. I don't understand why Neil's doing what he's doing. Well, I could ask Edward, I guess. I could ask you, right? Hey, saints. Praise the Lord. Well, we need wisdom from God. Just us being here and seeing things don't give us understanding. That's what I've been saying all morning. And we think, well, I see Edward do this, and I see so-and-so. Well, we need the help from God so we can see what we're seeing. And Pastor Rice does this, and Pastor Rice does that. And well, just make sure you put a good motive to what he's doing. See? Don't just say, well, he's doing that to harm me. Right, Lord. That's not true. Amen. Hallelujah. We're Hallelujah. We're with Christ has made us free.
Amen.
Now, it's not uncommon for men to live in lies. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got a bunch of people, and they say, well, if I say to Edie that that's the worst looking hairdo she ever had, we won't get along. You know that. That's just an example. So, you know, we go around with this facade.
Right.
She'll look good today, honey. Who did your hair? Y'all don't know things like this happen. You came too late to tell me. Yep. When women want to get along, they lie to each other. Yes, they do. That sure is a nice outfit, honey. Now, see, I just tell the truth about it. Yeah, I do. I see the same thing you see. I tell the truth about it. And maybe that's what they expect of me. You want to get along with me? Then you better tell me lies. Well, we won't get along then. We won't get along. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's a matter of life and death. Hallelujah.
Okay, first, I just want to give God glory for working out the differences between Sister Edie and I. And on yesterday, we had a beautiful time washing dishes. And I just thank God that He showed me that when you're forgiven and truly forgiven, you can get beyond whatever somebody does or says because we want God to forgive us. So Amen. We hold things in our heart toward each other. We'll never saw something so I looked to never be one. And then I had saw something so I looked it up and it said unforgiveness. So the word un means do the opposite of. Mm-hmm. And then it says to forgive mean that you just will not forgive that person for the debt. But think about what Jesus did for us. You know, He forgave regardless of what somebody do. Because number one, let me finish that. Okay, because that's to grant relief from payment, to give up resentment or claim to require requital. Then nest means that state or condition. So I look at that, everything as unforgiveness. That's the key. That's the underlining issue of all things. Unforgiveness. So when we don't forgive each other, why go to the prayer hall? Why? God don't even hear that prayer. When you walking in unforgiveness, He don't hear that. No. And McKenna, I was talking the other day about how quiet the prayer hall is. That's because the condition of our hearts. If we're sitting there thinking about what somebody did to us or walking in unforgiveness, you binding God's hand so He cannot help you pray because you won't forgive that person. And what somebody else does, and I had to learn this because I'm totally guilty of it. What somebody else does is God's business. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So when we fight, we fight in God. Even in the situation that's going on right now, we fight in God. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So you're saying, God, I will not. I will not forgive them. So, and I was in total rebellion. And all my life I had issues with authority, you know. And because of my size, I use it to my advantage, you know. But God had to He had to humiliate me and say, you got to submit. When you submit to the righteousness of God, it just goes so much better. So much better. I pray for alignment with God because to have my heart aligned with God. So when He speaks, we can hear Him. But if you have unforgiveness in your heart, you're not going to hear nothing but the devil saying, yeah, get him, jab him, get him. It's easy to argue. That's saying like, I got him right where I want him. Yeah. So it's like you got to fight yourself. you gotta resist that old man that wanna say, I'm right. No, they ain't right, I'm right. You know, so you really, that walk of faith is really to fighting yourself, denying that old man, denying that your self-will to say, no, I want to be right. I want your iniquity, the big I, you know. So, and of course, I had to learn these things. I mean, and I've been around the mountain a million times, a million. Fall, get back up. But I get back up and I fight. And this time is different because I go on that altar and I say, God, I'm wrong. And he showed me how wrong I am. Not the other person, I'm wrong. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer, standing in need of deliverance. It's me, oh Lord. Be merciful to me, a sinner. So that's the Pastor Rice.
Hallelujah. Wonderful words of life. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You forgive me, Charlene? Good. Hallelujah. How about you all? Y'all forgive me? Glory, glory. How wonderful that is, huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Well, I believe God answered my prayer. Praise the Lord. But remember now, because of the life I lived, I'm a man of compassion. Absolutely. Absolutely. And because of the life that you live, you should be people of compassion, too. Absolutely. Yeah. Brother Sarah said, man, when I was first preaching, you didn't want to be in my face. Huh? No, you didn't. Well, that's how folk usually do it. By now, we should know better. Compassion is not compromising. No, mercy is not compromising. God does right, but he still have mercy. Hallelujah. And we love mercy because if God did right without mercy, then we couldn't stand. If he would mark iniquity, who would stand? I wouldn't stand. Praise the Lord. But hopefully we've, gotten the victory over some of these lies that are going around. And they are lies. The man of God is not against you. Your husband's not against you. Your brother's not against you. Your adversary is the devil. And our defense against him is submission. Hallelujah. We said that good, didn't we? It is the power of God. What are you going to say after that? Let's not profess we know him and deny the power. Let's submit and say, thou art God. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Heavenly Father, God. Thank you. Again, Father, thank you for the word of God today. Thank you for, now we're getting down to business. Lord God, thank you for this, Father God. We definitely need to be, order needs to be restored. And for order to be restored, we must submit and acknowledge the truth, Heavenly Father. So thank you, Father. Help us to receive this word today, this engrafted word, been grafted with meekness, which is able to save our soul. We bless you, Father. Father, I ask you personally for me, Lord God, help me, Lord God, that whatever I say, Lord, help me to say it with compassion.
Yes, Lord.
Because certainly I have lived a wretched, horrible, wicked, evil, miserable life in this flesh of mine. And through it, Lord God, you have shown me many things and chastened me much sore. So, Lord God, I want to return whatever you give to me, I want to return it with compassion, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. And so help us, Father, because we need your help to do anything right, anything in your sight that's right. We need your help because we can't do it otherwise. So we bless you for this word today.
Thank you, Lord.
And help us to receive it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. All hearts and minds clear. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Hebrews 6:10 said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have sued towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And brother, you certainly faithfully in the cause of Jesus Christ fulfilling that word that he have given unto his people. So stand fast in that place and call in Pastor Rice. And in so doing, you magnify and always bless the Lord. And you shall receive the kingdom of heaven, of life, at his soon and very soon coming. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Stand fast in thy place, Pastor Rice. Stand fast. It is of the Lord. Amen.